836, that's your coat right there. Royce, that's your coat right there. There you go. Yeah, okay. There you go. Got that. Got to take your coat with you.
It's the important things.
That's right. Well, we were just chatting, and we always do. So, yeah, we did that. So, anyway, take care. All right.
It's any consolation. I have the same problem with my with my six-year-old daughter leaving it at school.
Ah, yes. Well, that's not good, yeah, because you can't go up to school after it's closed to get her coat so she can wear it the next morning. Right. What? Don't worry about that. Hey, and you're going to need your coat, by the way, again. 27 degrees for a low temperature tonight.
I bet you she would remember her coat if you sewed some kind of toy to it. Like a Tamagotchi or something. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what a Tamagotchi is, but I'm sure that Kevin does, so that's all that really matters. But, yeah, something. Or if he sewed a picture of himself in there.
I mean, dads are little girls' heroes, but I don't know if that's much incentive to keep your coat.
High would be 52 for today. Again, 33 for tonight. Oh, they've changed it. Wow, they just updated the forecast even as we speak. It was going to be 27 tonight, but now they've upgraded it to 33, which means maybe we had one night of freezing temperatures. And they've increased the chance of rain on Friday night to 50% and on Saturday to 50%. So there you go. We could use some more rain. A lot of folks didn't get very much rain. And today will be nice. It's 52 and with the winds just north at 5. It's as opposed to yesterday. Where it was like Winnie the Pooh in the blustery day, you know. So, well, it was. Oh. But anyway, let's see. Oh, well, you know, we haven't played a Christmas song in a little while, have we?
In about an hour.
5-10 minutes.
Yeah, so let's see what we got here. So we just kind of do a potluck thing and see what we get here. Country.
Oh, steel guitar.
Little slide get
could
box
be
there.
Hawaiian.
Daddy's drinking
it is
a
country.
Christmas.
Oh, it's Commander Cody.
Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents.
Hello.
I don't know if y'all knew, but 6 northbound's almost at a dead stop before you get to Briarcrest.
Thank you. We'll look into that again. Yeah, there's apparently there are a couple of things going on up there, and it's actually gets all the way up to William Joel Bryan, is what I understand.
Holy
so
cow.
If you can stay off of that, that'd probably be a pretty good deal. We ought to call out there to Highway 21 and see if it's stopped up there. But,
you reckon?
Yeah. I don't know the name of that. Gas station up there, so I can't call them. But stay off of North 6 if you can keep from it, or get actually on Texas Avenue. I made the mistake of going to eat someplace at Northgate yesterday. I thought it might be not busy. I was not correct. Now next week it'll be okay. But yeah,
silly man.
I know, but it's all right. They moved, line moved along fast. It worked out okay. All right, let's see what else I got here. Oh, Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan. You talk about two train wrecks right there, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know if you heard about this, but Lindsay Lohan's had a little trouble with the IRS.
Yes.
Really?
And owed him some money. Charlie, they apparently worked in a movie together. Charlie shells out $100,000, okay? $100,000 to pay off her debt from the IRS.
Oh.
Now he's upset.
He is, because she hadn't even texted thank you.
Gosh.
I mean, really? Didn't your mama bring you up better than that?
Yeah.
I would have thought. Well, I don't know that I'd have thought. I don't know that I'd have cared, but still,
Lindsay,
seems like she ought to.
If you're out there, you're still invited over. Let's just have a talk.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Next time Lindsay's
days.
In Navasota, we'll make sure that she does
she
that.
She tunes into the show.
Yeah, she might very well do that.
Sure.
So it's 8:38, and I don't want to talk about this a lot because it's a tragic situation, but there's kind of a local connection here. I'm sure you all heard about the disc jockeys who prank called the hospital in England.
This is interesting.
And the offshoot of it, and it was a terrible thing that happened, that the nurse who answered the phone eventually committed suicide. But what we found that was unusual is that Candy 95, our station down the hallway, actually had a listener in Australia, which I found to be fascinating.
Well,
is that
they
right?
have an Australian DJ, so
well,
I don't find it that far-fetched.
She's an announcer. Yeah, I don't know if she's a DJ. Has she done a record hop lately? I don't know. It's Lainey spinning the tunes this weekend at Cameron High School. Be sure and stop it. Yeah.
Bending and grinning on the wheel to seal.
Exactly. So, you know, y'all help me. Basically, and that's what happened is a listener got in touch with us, got in touch with them from Australia. kind of a local angle on that?
That's what I've heard.
Wow, interesting. Anyway, and those
people, they were apparently at a Christmas party when they found out.
That's what it was. That's what it was. They and didn't even know about
it.
No,
they had no idea what had taken place after the fact, and they were kind of then notified of what had gone on.
Yeah.
And obviously, for them, the party came to a crashing halt.
In a sense, they've lost their jobs. So there you go. All right, now, just in case anything strange happens to you today, I don't know, maybe it is the phases of the moon, because, you know, we end the show quite often talking about things that have happened on this date in history. And these aren't historically noteworthy. It's just kind of interesting. In 2000, a Romanian man, paralyzed from the waist down, called the fire department 4 times in 8 hours because he couldn't reach his cigarette lighter.
Did he keep dropping
it? Yes, he kept dropping the lighter on the floor. Okay.
Sounds like a two-year-old.
3 years later from Romania, a man refused to undergo surgery to remove his house keys from his stomach.
Good.
Because he didn't want his ex-wife to use them. He swallowed the keys to keep her out of the house that they were sharing.
Can't you just bury them somewhere?
Even though it was hers.
Throw them into the ocean?
And in 2006, Nintendo announced that their just-launched Wii video game machine might have a problem with the strap that secured the wand-like remote control to the player's wrist. Apparently, as your hands were flailing around, you might swing around and lose the controller.
Yep.
Could, like, hit your sister with it or something.
They were breaking TVs because people were playing Wii tennis, and the controller would slide out of their hand and go right through the front of that 54-inch big screen.
Yeah, that probably would make people unhappy. I could see where that would...
That would frost me a little bit.
Yeah, it would probably happen. And then, actually, just back in 2008, an Australian astronomer announced that the star that led the wise men to the stable where Jesus was born was most likely the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. Oh, but it happened on June 17th.
Yeah, it happened in the summer.
That'll change all the books, wouldn't it?
Oops.
Yeah, so anyway, if something unusual happens to you today, now you know. All right, so yesterday there was a little commotion on an American Airlines flight in Dallas that was going to L.A., the plane began filling up with smoke right after it left the gate.
That would be
scary.
A commotion.
Yep. And, you know, the pilots returned to the terminal, everybody able to get off safely, and they put them on another airplane and they flew to LAX, okay? They were delayed about 2 hours. But they have to write the story this way. Ashley Olsen and 200 other people got the fright of their lives yesterday aboard the American Airlines, yada, 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 yada. So the story is that Ashley Olsen was on the airplane, not that the cockpit filled up with smoke. No, of course
not. Is
that
one of the twins?
Yeah.
Okay.
They went to A&M, you know.
She was in first class, so she could certainly get out quicker than anybody else.
That's a good point.
Well, wait. Right. They... Well, who were the... No, they didn't go to A&M.
Yeah, they didn't? Oh!
Wait, are you talking about the twin kids from Full House?
There was a rumor that they had gone to A&M.
I mean, there's several twins that went to A&M. Actually, Waco, Baylor has a disproportionate number of twins.
I had no idea.
It's
Hello?
Hey, Jesus actually was born in the summertime. Okay. The Romans just changed it to coincide with the winter solstice.
I said, we're not going to get into that. I know, that's cool.
We just being silly.
Yeah, we were. So, there was a rumor for a long time that they went to A&M and the blonde-headed kid from Saved by the Bell went to A&M.
Yes. But those aren't true, are they?
No, they're not. But the kid who was in E.T. went to Blinn. That's true.
That is true.
That did.
Elijah Wood? What?
No. No, Henry Thomas.
Oh, okay.
What did I say? Yeah, E.T., right. Yeah, E.T.
Or what? Never mind.
All right, so anyway. And
Bubba Strait did.
Bubba Strait, that's right, George's boy. And he never came. Well, he did, too. He came here and played once before Bubba went to school here.
So. Yes, sir.
You know who went to my alma mater in England?
Okay.
Eddie Izzard.
No kidding.
Yeah.
One of the funniest guys I've ever seen.
He's like the only famous person.
Well, there you go.
That's been to the University of Sheffield.
Needless markup, reportedly looking at... Oh, you haven't ever heard him called that?
No.
Yeah. Neiman Marcus reportedly looking at going public in the near future.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, they're thinking they may want to get on the old IPO bandwagon. What happened is Michael Kors, who's a fashion like guy, they did an IPO.
Something like that.
Yeah, they did an IPO and raised $10 billion, okay? That's not too bad. So Needless Markup and Tory Burch, a couple of companies that are looking at possibly going public. And so if you want to be a stockholder, you can go do that if you want to.
Very interesting.
Michael Bolton.
The Michael Bolton?
Yeah, not the one from Office Space.
I had to ask.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Bolton knows how to leave a tip. According to Star Magazine, the singer forgot his wallet in his car and then serenaded the waitress with "When a Man Loves a Woman."
I'd then rather have money.
Well, that's kind of what I'm wondering. Did she ask him to sing? He maybe just said, "Hey, would you like me to sing for you?" And then he sings "When a Man Loves a Woman." Then he went outside and he got his wallet and he gave her a $20 tip for the $4 tab. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
Michael Bolton. Has he got a flat top now, or is he?
He's got
going
no top.
Bald?
No, he's
just
got
going
no
bald.
Top.
Okay, well,
he's sporting the Kevin O'Connor jersey.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The philosophy here, we want you to come back, and we're going to do everything we can in such a way that it won't be an issue. You will come back. I've dealt with them. I've had service done, and they stand very tall in that area. And that'd be a big factor in me in buying a vehicle. Before you pull the trigger, you owe it to yourself to come take a look and see what kind of deal you can make with these people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. I run a less than Hawaii. Additional charges for interest.
About 12 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW will generally tell you just to stay off of North Highway 6 or the bypass northbound. Back around Briarcrest or anywhere north of there, it seems to be a little bit messed up. You know, we were talking earlier this morning about marijuana. Two students at the University of Colorado at Boulder charged with bringing marijuana-laced brownies to class. Kind of like a show-and-tell project, I guess. New York Post said that to make matters worse, the brownies sickened a professor and five students. Well, there you go. Reportedly unaware of the secret ingredient, 21-year-old Thomas Cunningham, 19-year-old Mary Essa. I know their parents are proud.
Sure.
They've been arrested on suspicion of second-degree assault, fraudulently inducing the consumption of controlled substance, and those are felonies.
Wow. Yikes.
So, thought it would be a cute idea, and apparently not. Oh, wait, more tax news.
Yay!
Boy, the TMZ people, they just, you know, if you're on Smoking Gun or TMZ, it's never good.
No.
IRS is now after Pamela Anderson for not paying 2011 taxes. TMZ says she reportedly owes $260,000 on her federal return, another $112,000 on her California return. Congratulations, Pam. Probably once again will make the California list of the top 500 delinquent taxpayers. She's been there in the past. K, not a good thing. The Saint. I don't know. You may be too young to even remember
The
Saint.
Oh, I love The Saint.
Okay. Original.
There's also a Val Kilmer movie.
Well, 1997.
You sound so impressed.
Val Kilmer? Yeah, really. I mean, Val Kilmer. If there could be somebody who has picked a poorer movie career, I don't know. Val's pretty high up when it comes to that.
And anyway. Now he looks like a manatee.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's filled out.
He's ballooned out. Up nicely.
Yeah. The original series done to the BBC and it starred Roger Moore back in the 60s, and there have been 15 feature films about the character. Didn't know that. Anyway, as you mentioned, Val Kilmer, 1997. British actor by the name of Adam Rayner, he knows who he is, who starred in Mistress on BBC, will play Simon Templar, that's the saint. Roger Moore will be the executive producer of the series, so I guess he'll get a piece of the action. Okay, so now, and Kat will be able to tell us everything about this movie, but this version of The Hobbit, which is Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, has that already opened, or is it about to? Oh, come on, Kat, you know. You're holding out on us. Huh? Uh-huh. It's coming up soon. Anyway, grab the phone. Hello?
You haven't had a listener yet tell you why Highway 6 traffic's backed up?
No.
That's because 20 minutes and 5 minutes.
No, you're breaking up. Wait, now you're breaking up now. You may not be able to tell us. Try again.
Well, I won't be able to either because I've been on the phone with Bryan Police for 20 minutes. Nobody seems to know what.
Okay.
So a listener can help us out.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, if a listener knows and could help us out, that'd be wonderful. We've been trying desperately to find out what the problem is. But anyway, North Highway 6, if you can
nasty.
Stay off of it. Yeah. So here's what happened is this company called Asylum Films came out with a movie called Age of the Hobbits. Okay, which is a film about ancient Indonesian subspecies who are, and they say it was not intended to relate anything to the fantasy of J.R. Tolkien, okay, but
right.
Nonetheless, apparently 30 to 40% of the people interviewed were confused about which movie to go and see, and so as a result, they've blocked the movie being released this week.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're going to do. So, again, if 30 to 40% of the people don't know, then it would sound like they're really not paying attention or don't really care, would be my thought. Okay, you remember Elvis Presley doing a tour?
Yeah, I remember Elvis. He sang a little.
He did. Hello?
I can tell you there was an accident between Briarcrest and William Joe Bryan. Fire department was on the scene, and it's just taking a long time to clear.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We thought there may be something north of that, too, but we know about that part. So anyway, the fact is that Elvis died, but that didn't stop him from touring. Footage of him singing on the old big screen with live musicians playing the tunes. Well, now the late John Denver is getting the same treatment. A Rocky Mountain High concert will have vintage... That means grainy. Vintage video of
code.
John singing with former members of his backing band cranking out the tunes live. There will be a 15-city tour. Starts February 1st in Westbury, New York. Wraps up in Denver on February the 23rd. So in other words, again, vintage, grainy, video of John Denver singing, and the band will be there on stage to play it live.
It's amazing how our minds change that way.
Yeah.
Because they show the classic A&M games on
right,
television now.
Right.
And anything past 6-7 years ago, you look at that and you're like, it's awful.
Yeah.
I can't watch this.
Yes. Why is the video so horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah it is. We get spoiled pretty quick.
This whole HD thing.
Yeah. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class for 2013. There will be there are 15 acts that are eligible. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers will do the honors in Los Angeles.
There you go.
Among them, Rush, Deep Purple, Heart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Procol Harum, Albert King, Randy Newman, The Meters, Blues, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, The Marvelettes, Kraftwerk, Donna Summer, Public Enemy, and NWA.
Kraftwerk?
Yeah, Kraftwerk,
a
really.
A German techno band.
Again, and it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we will give you the worst holiday tunes. Edison Research has done a list of the worst holiday tunes, so we'll save that for tomorrow.
Do we play any of them?
I don't, but they are played. Yes, some of them are played on this radio station. the one that I don't play is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I won't
play that song.
I hate Elmo and Patsy.
Yeah. And you know, and they used to play here a long time ago.
Did they really?
Yeah, he was a student at A&M, and they played at the old Rosewood Junction.
You know, as long as I've worked here playing music radio, I had no idea they were from here.
Yeah. Yep, they did. Sure enough. Yep.
Holy cow.
Holidays are growing closer. My list is growing bigger. I'm off to Half Price Books again. During the season, Half Price Books magically transforms into into a holiday treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for everyone. The selection is unbelievable. You'll see something and say, that's the one edition Uncle Wiley needs for his Hardy Boys collection. And Edna will love this book on skydiving. That's a long story. The price on this book on cigars for my boss is smoking. You really can get wrapped up holiday shopping at Half Price Books and get all your shopping wrapped up. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. Buy a $25 Half Price Books gift card and get a $5 bonus card for someone really special to come back and use in January. You! So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch? Or what about, Mom, can my roommates come stay for break? Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays, or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
The Christmas angels are almost all adopted and the toys and clothes are being prepared for Christmas. Please remember to return your wrapped gifts with the angel number on the outside to either Blue Baker location on University or Dominick. Because of your generous donations and your support, this year we can help over 700 children have a gift on Christmas morning. But if gifts aren't returned, it's the same as an angel that isn't adopted. Wednesday is the deadline to return your angels to Blue Baker or the Bryan Broadcasting Studios. Thank you for putting these children on your Christmas list.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay. Answering the phone from New York. Clip Howard using my studio in just a couple of minutes. All right, so Gallup, ask people. Well, what can I say? Yeah.
You're popular. It's a popular place.
Well, interviews at 9 o'clock. It's not 9 o'clock yet. Anyway, so would you trust a politician over a used car dealer? Gallup recently did a poll to find out who we believe and who we don't. Okay. Most ethical and most believable. Number one, nurses, 85%. Second, pharmacists, 75%.
Gosh, I hope so.
Doctors and engineers at 70%. Then came dentists, police officers, college professors, and clergy. All of them above 50%. On the lower end, the media, yes, at 24%.
I don't trust the media.
Yeah, I understand. Lawyers at 19%. Salesmen. Wow, if you're a media salesman, imagine that. 15%. Senators, 14%. Members of Congress in double digits, though, at 10%, which is higher than I thought they would be. And car salesmen, 8%. 8%. So there you go. From one end to the other, nurses all the way to politicians. Let's see. On this date in history, Italy and Germany declared war on the United States. We won.
Yes, we did.
1972, Apollo 17 became the sixth mission to land on the moon. 1977, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finally won an NFL game.
With the worst uniforms in the history
of
the
NFL. They really were. They were those bright arms.